Hi everyone, welcome to Project Mindy. I recap Mindy Kaling shows like The Mindy Project, Never Have I Ever, and The Sex Lives of College Girls, along with some other fun pop culture. Thanks for listening. Hi everyone, welcome to Project Mindy, a podcast about the work of Mindy Kaling and pop culture. Today I'm joined by my friend Kalindi from the Housewives Heretics podcast, and we're talking about The Mindy Project, Season 1, Episode 23, called Frat Party.
Hey, girl. Hey.
So this is sort of like the episode where Mindy goes clubbing. Not really. Yeah. I don't know.
Frat party.
Yeah, frat party out. Mindy's like full in her relationship with Casey, whom both of us dislike.
And this episode shows why.
Yeah. Okay, so it starts with them in the shower together. And remember how I said, like, the bodily fluid thing with Casey is a lot?
Mm-hmm.
He spits in her face.
Yeah.
Did he do that as a joke?
I don't know, but good thing she's a doctor and can write herself prescriptions.
I mean, who even knows what he could have given her? Mindy would know.
Ugh.
At
least pink eye.
Yeah, the very least. Probably some diseases we haven't even heard of.
Mm-hmm.
Shower sex is, like, difficult enough as it is. Mindy has a really good, like, she has a big apartment, but I still think her shower is not that big.
Yeah, I loved that it showed the unsexy reality of shower sex.
Yes.
Because it's not a good time.
No, especially when you're like, I don't know, like young enough and like, you know, want to try everything. You probably don't live in a place that has a comfortable way of doing it. I have do you have a standing shower?
Yeah.
So I do two now, but there's only one like shower spout.
Shower head.
So the like problem of the other person being cold would still happen.
Yeah, I guess we have two technically, but not like on opposite sides. It's like the ones where you can like use one as a handheld.
Oh yeah.
But there's like a little bench in there too, so I guess that would maybe help. But just don't do it in the shower, guys. It's a hazard.
And Mindy should know that, being there. Mm-hmm. She obviously has a lot of hair products, which is, like, a theme in the next two episodes. Don't they talk about hair products a lot? Which, I mean...
Yeah, and I think it's, like, leading up to what happens. I think that's why they, like, make it a thing. Like, her hair is her crowning glory.
Yeah, because it wasn't really a thing before.
Mm-hmm.
She's right about the conditioner shampoo thing.
You use more shampoo than conditioner?
So when she said that, I was kind of thinking about it, and I wasn't sure that I'm like that.
Yeah, I think white people are, because I don't either. I have a way more conditioner than, like, I use way more conditioner than shampoo.
But Mindy's not white, but she is.
Yeah, exactly.
Wait, I don't get, so white people just put a ton of shampoo in their hair?
Yeah, and I think that they have, like, thinner, like, when you have, like, thin, straight hair, you don't need as much conditioner, or your hair will be greasy.
Well, also, don't they wash their hair, like, twice a day?
I don't know. I don't know what they do.
Well, I think they wash their hair more.
Yeah, because they always, I feel like they're always complaining their hair is greasy, and I'm like, girl. You had to pay me to wash my hair.
And also, like, I don't know. I feel like greasy hair is, like, not the worst thing.
Yeah. And I feel like that it's not even that greasy, usually. It's, like, when they say that, like, obviously you can tell when someone has actual, like, gross greasy hair. Like, they look gross, nasty. But I feel like that a lot of people, like, it's a brand that they say that, like, it feels greasy. And I'm like, have fun washing your hair. It wouldn't be me.
Yeah. Yeah, you're totally right.
Could never.
So another Mindy white girl identification thing.
Mm-hmm.
So the spitting in the face, I feel like, is really important. Also, she talks about how tall he is. And she is, I feel like she's, Mindy herself is, I'm 5'1". How tall are you?
Five, 5'1" and a half.
Do you think Mindy's taller than us? Like
5'3"? I think she's like 5'3", 5'4". That was going to be my guess, yeah.
And he is over 6 feet?
Oh, yeah. I think he's like 6'2", at least 6'3".
I don't know how really tall people live in small New York apartments, though. She's right. They're not made for people mm-hmm. that tall.
Yeah, I don't understand. It really is an issue because, I mean, I feel like I have the opposite issue because my house, I feel like, is for big people, and I'm obviously very small. So I always, like, our cabinets are really high.
Yes!
I need step stools for everything.
Well, like, it's like the top half of my kitchen is unusable because how am I supposed to reach up to those shelves? Like,
yeah, I just have step stools.
Yeah. Wait, have we ever seen Casey's apartment?
I don't think so.
Too much set, you know? Yeah, true. Now they're out of the shower.
Thank God.
Ugh, that was enough for me. And it's not funny, but again, with the Tamara, because she calls Danny girl, and Danny doesn't like it, and that's their annoyance for this episode.
That's also my Tamara? Oh, my God. Because I also call everyone girl, like, including my husband, and call him bitch all the time in, like, did a loving way. Huh?
I was going to say, did you get that from Housewives?
I don't know. I've just always been really annoying. I don't know. I don't know, like, the chicken came before the egg. I don't know, like, if Housewives helped make me terrible or if I was just terrible and identified
brought it
with
out
them.
Of-
yeah.
Reality TV, like, so shaped my personality that I really don't know.
Yeah, like, who am I? But, yeah, I'm always like, hey, bitch. And he says, hey, bitch. Like, yeah. Besties.
So I don't see what the problem is, but.
Yeah.
I don't know. So Mindy introduces them to Katie, who is a pre-med student. Didn't she, I'm being racist now, doesn't she look like Mindy's neighbor who wanted to go on birth control?
I don't remember.
I don't know, because the neighbor was also like a woman of color, but of ambiguous ethnicity.
Yeah, I remember, this girl was in, what was that terrible show? Like Secret Life of the American Teenager.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she was in that. She was like the slutty girl.
Bloody girl.
Yeah. That show was terrible.
Now I have to look her up. Okay.
Yeah. She's super pretty. And she was in... She's also in Life Size 2.
Oh.
Yeah. She's the new Lilo.
That's weird that I don't remember her.
Mm-hmm. She's so pretty.
Yeah. So she was very pretty and...
Smart.
Pre-med. I guess this episode is also like Danny and Christina. I don't know. Why do I not care about this? I guess I just want Danny and Mindy to get together.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. So Katie, Mindy, and Casey are at lunch. And then Casey's like, hey, I'm going to Haiti for a year. And Mindy freaks out. And she's like, well, I'm not 20. And, you know, you could go without me. But do you think she was being fair?
Yes.
Yeah, me too.
Because he can go hang loose on Party Island.
Yeah, and I bet people do call it that.
I think that it's just, you know, when you're an adult and you don't have time for that, especially because they aren't engaged or anything. I just think you cannot never, like, stifle, is that the word? Someone's career ambitions, because they'll always resent you, so you have to let them go. So, like, how you go about it, whether you let them go and try to do distance, whether you go with them or and ruin your career in life, mm-hmm. or and then resent them for it. Like, it's just a hard situation. So, at this stage in the relationship, for sure, break up with them.
Because as far as we know, it's only been a few months.
Yeah.
And I have never had a long distance relationship, and I don't think I'd like one.
It sucks.
Well, I mean, and it's not even like they're trying to Skype or whatever we did back then. And it's like not a great, like, it's not like going to Germany or something.
Yeah.
As we find out with the camping next mm-hmm. episode. So she breaks up with him and she's wearing a very cute outfit, though. That color blue looks good on her.
She looks good in everything.
Yes, true. Jeremy and Danny are still trying to woo Morgan back, and they go to some vegan restaurant they would never normally go to. And they try to offer Morgan more money. And this is what reminded me of The Office when Morgan's like, can you slip a piece of paper like across the table? What do you think they offered him?
I don't know. He was pretty blown away. I would say, okay, so
I don't know,
like 70?
Yeah.
I mean, back then, right? What year did this come out?
2010 or 11.
Okay, so like 10 years ago. So I would say like 70, 75, which is a lot back then. And especially because Mindy says they like notoriously underpay people.
Yeah.
So.
Well, they go on about how he's a really good nurse.
Yeah, I think he is. And that's why I think we get those sneak peeks of him actually being competent. Because clearly he is.
But he says no. And then they taunt him by saying they're going to the cheesesteak place.
Which totally would, too.
You could totally see his face.
Do you love a cheesesteak?
I don't. But every restaurant here, I feel like, always has some cheesecake, like, themed thing, even if it's not, like, an actual cheesesteak. So, like, a lot of places have cheesesteak egg rolls, which are very good.
Yeah. I don't eat red meat, so I'll do, like, a chicken.
Oh, there's lots of chicken cheesesteaks, and I've had, like, an Impossible Meat cheesesteak.
Ooh, but I like a wonton more. I sometimes feel overpowered by bread.
I agree.
You know, the ratio.
The ratio is not right. So the double meat, double bread, double sauce or whatever would not.
That's a lot.
I forgot that this was the episode where Mindy is laying on the floor and is getting fed sour straws, because I've seen that. I've seen that gift so many times.
Classic. Like that is aspirational television right there.
It always shows up when you search the Mindy Project on Google Images, everyone.
So good.
And that, like, the blue and the carpet, like, just go so well together.
Mm.
And Katie invites her to go out. Yeah. And then I honestly thought Katie might have been a different person when they showed her, because she really did look like a different person.
Yeah, she looked so gorgeous.
Love the dress. So sexualized
of college girls.
I know. And the no cup party. That
yeah,
is
anything but cups.
That is totally a party that they would have.
Yeah. They both had ABC parties, but Sex Lives of College Girls had anything but clothes. And they had anything but cups.
I didn't even catch that, like, abbreviation. Mm. I don't know why I'm writing that right now. Irrelevant.
ABC.
I'm going to get into my notes.
The Jackson 5.
Yeah. Then Danny and Jeremy go to – okay, I almost said Staten Island, but I forgot that – Danny's the one who lives on Staten Island. Where does Morgan live?
I don't know.
Maybe somewhere in Queens?
Yeah.
Somewhere obviously here. Like a detached house.
Yeah.
Does he live with his grandma?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then there's a lot of wind chimes. I don't know what that. I don't know. That was just funny.
I think that's just like a hoarder kind of, you know what I mean? Like.
Yeah. Does seem hoardery. And then they brought him a puppy?
The best gift.
That is so cute, but like I can't even picture that happening.
Well, I think he has like 100 dogs, so I feel like it's on brand.
Yes. And I feel like it was kind of sad if you think about it, that he was like, the Deloriers treat me like a brother.
Yes.
And they were like, oh, we hang out socially all the time. But apparently they do say sometimes that Mindy like tweets them like stuff that she's doing, so I felt like it was on brand for them to be like, oh yeah, Mindy's been talking about this. And then he wants to go and he's like, let me gel up, and it feels like very Morgan that like dressing up for him is just putting a bunch of gel in his hair.
Totally.
They go to the party wait, we don't see them yet, but we see Tom, Mindy's old. Were they engaged or just boyfriend, girlfriend?
Oh, I don't know, but it was serious. It was it was a serious relationship.
Okay, so we haven't seen him since the wedding?
The wedding.
Or no, I think we saw him in the hospital once.
I can't remember the order of things.
Me either.
Because we see him again, obviously, but I can't remember. No, it's not yet, I don't think.
And his wife has, did he say his wife moved back to Siberia?
To Serbia, I thought.
Why did I write Siberia? I was going to say like, oh, so offensive. No, I'm the offensive one.
The weird guy from the old guy from the 90s and his Serbian wife.
They do say something about like the she was cheating with someone and it was like what some kind of very stereotypical name. I don't remember, like Boris something.
Yeah.
And okay, when I was in high school, a guy with an eyebrow piercing was like really cool. So I could see him thinking that piercing his eyebrow would be cool.
Yeah. And going to a frat party.
But do are pierced eyebrows a thing anymore?
I have no idea what is cool.
You know, we're always asking people and weirdly no one gets back to me on that. So,
so rude.
I know. So please let us know. He is not someone who looks good with it. And also like body things again, his eyebrow area just looks so disgusting. It's all red and ugh.
It makes me sick. I'm not a face piercing person.
I am not either, except for like eyebrow barbell piercings, because the guy I liked in high school had one.
Oh.
Okay. So just him.
Just him. The exception, not the rule.
And the bouncer sort of the frat party doesn't want to let Jeremy, Danny, and Morgan in because, okay, I thought this was like weirdly specific and on brand and mean when he was like, oh, we don't want you because it'll remind the girls that they have fathers who love them. Oh.
So on brand for a frat party. So terrible.
So terrible.
That's a frat party. Girls, do not go to frat parties.
Okay, but then do you think now what would – I mean, so we watched the Sex Lives of College Girls and, like, them being on a stripper pole is not something that anyone would shame them for now, right?
Yeah, but I feel like the guys are still gross.
The guys are still gross, but we somehow think that they're not anymore. I don't know.
Yeah, guys are still creepy.
Yeah, it doesn't matter who they are.
Yeah. Say no.
But
so your voice is valid.
Mindy said something like, you should be with a guy who's impressed by how quickly you solve word games or something.
Yes.
Yeah. Impress him with, you know, the how many tries it takes you to solve Wordle that day.
Yeah.
Do you think Mindy could have taken down that stripper pole?
Yes. I think she's like the Hulk.
That's true. I think she does have. See, we can say that she's strong, but we don't have to make any fat jokes, Casey.
Exactly.
And then Casey shows up to the party. And honestly, I feel like this is one of Mindy's fantasy to have two guys like drunkenly fighting over her. Yes. I totally see her writing this.
Totally. And it's like the best possible scene. Like it's so well written because it's such a fantasy and you think it will be so cool, but then it really shows you how not cool it is. Like it is
so not
terrible, cool. Embarrassing, the worst.
And I did not remember Tom was an orthodontist. I thought it was like some kind of surgery or something. But then when he was like, oh, sure, go ahead, knock my teeth out. I have buckets of teeth. What?
Hysterical. So ridiculous. I wonder if that was improv. Because, like, obviously Bill Hader is a genius comedian.
I could see that.
Yeah, I hope so. Buckets of teeth.
No, I was just picturing, like, a bucket.
Me too, yeah.
And Casey. Okay, was Casey wearing one of his collared shirts? Sorry, what's
that? I think so.
But then, like, gym shorts.
Yeah.
God.
He was so drunk.
So drunk. Okay, so when Tom had him pinned and, like, got a Sharpie, I assumed that he drew the Hitler mustache. Because anything that you would normally draw would have to be, like, you know, blurred out because it was network TV, right?
Yeah.
Or do people just draw Hitler mustaches?
I don't know. I think maybe just Hitler must have. I think it's just like the biggest burn.
Yeah, what could be worse?
Like, you're a Nazi.
And then later he does have a little mustache too.
Yeah.
Very friends.
Oh my gosh, yes.
I don't know what led up to someone punching Morgan and then Danny punching that person.
Yeah, I think it was just like hustle and bustle. You know how that shit goes.
Yeah, I know. All the, you know, drunken.
All the drunk idiots. The fools.
It happens at all the parties I go to.
just last week, right?
Yeah.
You were just telling me about.
Still hungover. Did you think it was realistic that Danny saying, oh, can't punch my brother, would be enough for Morgan to come back?
Yes.
I think Mindy is why Morgan really wanted to come back, though.
Yeah, but I feel like that Morgan's, like, so pitiful and, like, wants their approval so badly, you know?
Well, because they're, like, the cool kids.
Yeah.
I'm guessing.
Oh, they definitely are. They're, like, rich doctors, you know?
Yeah, and you can eat cheesesteaks with them, and then Deloriers you can't.
Yeah.
So then he is like, fine, I'll come back, and he has the puppy under his clothes.
He hides puppies better than anyone I know.
It's so cute. But then the throwing up thing, and sorry to get really gross, but ooh, like, I don't know what they use to simulate puke on TV, but like, it looked the exact same as what Mindy's looked like.
Yeah.
It looked very fake.
Yeah, it makes me sick. So still, like, even just as fake as it looks, I'm always like, ugh, why?
It makes me gag when I see it.
Really, it really does. That's what I hate about Seth Rogen and James Franco movies, too. So many of them, they just go too far. Like, so funny, so funny. I love this movie. And then they cut off someone's hand.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wait, well, why did that have to happen? Why? Why do we have to impale people like this? No, you ruined it.
So, like, why can't they just, like, insinuate those things and then have the disgusting stuff off screen? Like, I don't want to.
Exactly. Just let me hear it.
Yeah.
Like, and you can say, like, oh, and you can hear the splash. Like, I don't need to see it.
Like, I don't want to hear that either. But if you insist, just do that.
Yeah.
But and then
don't show me.
And then we just, like, see it on his shirt, and it's just gross.
Ugh.
And then I feel like there were scenes with Katie, the pre-med student, that might have been taken out because Katie's like, oh, well, you're one to talk. You're the one dumping your boyfriend. And then later they, like, make up. I don't know. Does Katie come back? I don't really understand her purpose. I guess just to be a friend for.
Just to get them to this frat party.
Yeah, true. Actually, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
And, yeah, still thinking about the throwing up. But the last episode of the last scene of the episode is Mindy looking so cute in that pink dress.
Obsessed with that dress.
It is so good. And I mean, like, I love her two-piece stuff too, like her office separates, but the dress is just perfect.
Beyond.
And but I guess, like, Casey was trying to apologize by saying, you know, I want to go to Haiti now because we're married and, you know, having kids, I can't. But then he went on and on about how disgusting she was going to be pregnant.
He said, when you're pregnant and gaining 70 pounds of water weight and crushing cars.
What does that even mean?
Like, that she's so fat that she'll be crushing cars.
I was just thinking of Beyonce, like, crushing.
Like lemonade.
Yeah.
That should be her reaction to this, honestly.
Someone get her a bat.
Yes.
And then, okay, I don't quite understand what water weight is, honestly. I know they're like, oh, I lost a few pounds and it was just water weight. But, like, couldn't it just be weight because you're pregnant?
Yeah, but, like, fluid, I think, is what he means. Like, the fluid weight. Like, the, yeah.
But then he just wouldn't stop with, like, the, I wanted to write it down, but then I was like, this is a waste of my time. So I didn't. Just, like, eating so much and, like, seriously?
He's the worst.
He's the worst.
This is why I never forgive him.
And then somehow Mindy is, like, supposed to be wooed by this. I mean, I understand liking that a guy says that, you know, he wants to marry you and have kids with you. But just, like, I don't know.
Too far.
Too far. Always with the too far.
She needs to raise her self-esteem.
Yes. I'm glad they sort of bring it up in the next episode.
Yeah.
Sort of. And then they are just making out in the elevator, and Danny and Morgan come in.
And Morgan's taking pictures.
That was funny.
I loved the one where Danny posed with him in the selfie. Like, frame it.
Yeah, that felt very, like, modern to me of, like, taking pictures of someone.
Yeah.
And was it with his phone?
I think so.
Okay, that was, yeah.
Yeah. But he doesn't have an iPhone, because we know that from later. Sent from my iPhone, which I have.
Did anything else happen this episode?
No, that's the end.
But we're setting things up for Haiti.
Yes, and the finale.
Finale. So tell everyone about your podcast.
You can listen to Housewives Heretics anywhere you podcast. We have Sunday Service, where we study the goddesses of old. And right now we are on Orange County Season 2, and it's epic. And you can follow us on Instagram at housewivesheretics_, so you can tune in and get your weekly drink recipe to drink during your service.
And these recipes are for real. Like, it's not just vodka cranberries.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of thought and deliciousness goes into
them. And no vomit.
Yeah, drink responsibly, everyone. And you can find me on Instagram at Project Mindy. We will be talking about The Sex Lives of College Girls soon, because it premieres November 17th. And just let me know what you want to hear, because there's tons of Mindy Kaling and pop culture content that I love. So thanks for joining me, Kalindi.
Thank you.
Bye, everyone.